Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
We got you both together. It's awesome. this is fun. And we're not alone. We got our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are things going there?
I'm doing good over here. Doing good. Some nice clear skies out there today.
Yeah.
Not a bad start to a Wednesday. What else has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still looking at still the sunshine to enjoy out there today, and still with some of these warmer temps. Just getting warmer as the days go on here for us. 38 for the high today. With an east wind at 5 to 10. Some increasing clouds tonight, 28, and then more clouds Thursday, still pushing about 40, though, with an east wind, 10 to 15. 31 Thursday night, maybe a couple of rain showers with low temperatures still hanging close enough for a little mixed precip chance early Friday. Otherwise, cloudy, light rain showers Friday with a high at 40. 35 shower chance at a Friday evening. A little break in the rain chances here for the first half of the weekend, then 45, some clouds Saturday. 39 Saturday night, and then Sunday, cloudy skies, rain chances build in, especially late Sunday night, with a high at about 50. Rain and Sunday night, 43. Showers Monday, some shower chances at a Tuesday, 50 on Christmas Day, 42 for high Tuesday, as we work our way into a wet Christmas holiday and a warm one here this year as well.
Wow.
My dad and I are trying to figure out how we can do snowball fights with this. With it. It's just nothing.
I want to know who ordered Easter weather for Christmas.
Yeah. 50 on Christmas Day? 50? Wow.
Does that mean on Easter it's going to be snowing? Does that mean
probably.
It's...
exactly.
Well, it is on March 31st, so there's a very good likelihood.
Yeah, exactly. We might have to wait till then to get our winter.
There you go.
Yeah, this time of year, we understand that when we order something, it doesn't always show up on time. It's understandable. Yeah. We appreciate you, Paul. Yeah. Thanks so much for the time. You take care, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, too.
Our favorites over there, Weather Eye Weather Center, best in the business. Good talking with them. Beth and Seth here with us, of course. This is going to be a lot of fun. We haven't gotten to do this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some fun topics today. We got a couple of good ones lined up for you. Along with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, I want to get into the Week in Science. We've got some science news that I wanted to touch on. It's really interesting stuff involving science.
Don't blind me with it.
I actually watched that video over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
I had to. I couldn't remember how it held up. Doesn't.
So 80s.
We have, we were wrapping up and our Christmas stories and all these different Christmas things I have. I have more Christmas album essentials to add to your playlist.
Ooh, nice.
We will touch on that.
Very cool.
Is going to be a fun one. Of course, it's a Wednesday. You know what that means. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll join us in towards the end of the hour here with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to that. Entertainment-wise, want to tell you about some great auditions coming up. Not ones that I'm going to Friday, but actually ones that's much more locally important that's coming up. I'm just excited. I have back-to-back auditions on Friday.
Oh, wow.
I'm so jacked. So jacked.
Break a leg.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we're going to get into also in the 9 o'clock hour, things younger people don't get about the past decades. Should be good.
That'll be fun.
Should be a fun one.
That'll be fun.
If you've noticed the theme with our shows, of course, it is serious comedy. It's what we do around here. And also starting our shows off on a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another one for us here. Stillwater, Minnesota, we go to. I couldn't imagine why I chose Minnesota. they are hosting their third annual World Snow Sculpture Championship with artists from 8 different countries.
Ooh.
The event, sanctioned by the Association International des Sculpteurs, or des Nerfs.
Wow.
And that's Finland that I was trying to do the
accent. It doesn't finish there. Okay.
Yeah.
No offense to our Finnish listeners.
None. We say a big shout out and good afternoon, I believe, to our friends in Finland.
Yes, that is correct.
They also have world-class snow sculptors from Turkey, Finland, France, Wales, Canada, Mexico, and Ecuador.
Wow.
And the U.S. is competing as well.
Very cool.
Nice.
Shout out to Ecuador. How do you train for something like that? How do you?
Well, they do have the mountains there.
Yeah,
they do have the Andes. So there's, you can go. You just have to go up higher to get to their snow.
Or you spend a lot of time in a freezer.
Yeah,
The World Snow Sculpting Championship will be celebrated with a week-long festival of events, entertainment, and activities for people of all ages. Mm. Some of the spectacular sculptures erected during the event include the whimsical and dramatic.
Mm.
I say like great snow sculptures, I mean
you're not kidding, man.
They are phenomenal.
Yeah,
you don't travel from Ecuador to Minnesota because you're average at this. It's really,
really amazing
elaborate
stuff.
That's true. Like that's true art.
It is.
Well, the detail is just phenomenal.
It's really cool. That's really. I always think it's pretty cool. What one of the things that I've always wanted to do is learn glass blowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The way that the way we can create art out of these things, and then just who thinks of that stuff?
Right.
I love
right.
the way the artistic brain works. My brain is very creative, and I have an imagination that does not run out of ammunition. But my brain thinks very 2D. I don't think very 3D. And so to the creative world, the artists like this and stuff, I just admire it. I think it's so darn cool. And I had to share this one as well. This is also a little noteworthy. There's been plenty of father-daughter dance videos from wedding receptions. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. I'm very thankful that the last wedding I was at, Bria's, it was very important to her that we went up there and had our dance.
Aww.
We danced to Cat Stevens, If You Want to Sing Loud.
Oh,
I thought that was a good choice. We had fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But this is a little different. And I kind of feel like if Bree knew about this, she might have thought about this one. I don't know if anybody has ever seen a mother-son lightsaber duel.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Now, this wedding was from last summer, but the clip is just now going viral. I am going to show Beth and Seth this. I encourage you to go ahead and look this one up, everybody. It is awesome. It is a beautiful reception area that they have.
There's
a lot of space. It is a really pretty looking building. But the mom and son are going all in.
They're all in on this.
They got the costumes and everything.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
They didn't just go out there in the costumes or like just swing these swords around.
No,
you could tell they practiced.
They choreographed this.
Absolutely.
And if you watch closely, I'm 90% sure this is the final battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, and you may be right. It's very similar.
Never take the high ground. Never take the high ground. You got the Force. Just pull them down. Just pull them down. I don't understand. Or if you're Anakin, just pull them around. Why do I don't know? Anyway.
Have you ever been in a lightsaber duel?
It's true.
You know how hard that is, man?
I've been in a lot of fights, never been in a lightsaber duel. You got to be on that one.
It's just a reminder, you never mess with mama.
Yeah, especially if she has a lightsaber.
The son does a really nice job with it, and he did great. The mom kills this.
Yeah, she's all in.
Yeah, she does.
I love my mom, but I don't know if my mom would do that. I don't know. That's a pretty cool mom right there.
Okay, I'm so planting the seed with our boys.
Oh, no.
Something like this would be so much fun.
Wow.
You are not alone on this, Beth. I thought about your boys, too. And like, I put this out there. Maybe it'll happen. Because I'm hoping to be invited to the wedding,
of course,
too.
Of course, yes.
Of course. This wedding, 20-some, 30 years in the future or whatever. If you were to, for your guys' wedding, if you were to have something unique or special like that, or did you have anything unique and special like that to put you on the spot?
No.
Not really.
No, we didn't have anything specifically
like
that.
I'm borderline surprised by that.
No.
You two are the more creative people I know. So.
The unique thing we did was with the desserts more than anything.
Yeah.
Because of his love of pie.
Yes, even back then it was well developed.
Yes, it was. And he does not like cheesecake, and that's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Our actual wedding cake, he caved, and he let us do a double layer. And the top layer was a red velvet cake, and then the bottom layer was cheesecake.
Mm. Awesome.
But we got a very small one. So instead of doing the big elaborate and then everybody eats that, we had 10 tables of guests at the reception, and each table had its own dessert.
Nice.
So we had a theater theme. So 5 tables had star-shaped cakes. Mm. And then 5 had different types of pie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
The idea was to get people to go to each table, to sample them and then talk to people maybe they hadn't met before or, were new to. So that was part of the idea, too.
I love when people take that extra step.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we had, but we were later in that same year, we were in a wedding of our friends that mm-hmm. theirs was pirate themed.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, everything was pirate themed. We were dressed up and everything because we were as part of the wedding party.
Yeah.
And their reception, they created the front half
It was the bow of a ship.
On the stage that they were, yeah.
Well, and the groomsmen gifts were swords. They actually got sabers from the couple.
Man, I want to be in that wedding.
So, yeah, something like that. There were no sword fights at the reception, but the woman in the relationship, she's a Highland dancer. Mm-hmm. So she brought her Highland dance troupe, and they did a number on the stage, which was really cool.
That was a wedding to go to.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, oh, we got to go to the Smith's wedding. Or
yeah, right.
Like that one, you're looking forward to going to that one. That is pretty cool. You really got to love pirates. Like 20, you know, everything goes right and stuff. You're looking at those wedding pictures 20, 30 years from now and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, what were we thinking? You know, people have their wedding picture like in a frame in the hallway and stuff. Do you have that? You're just walking past. What the?
Hey, well, if you ever met our friend Michael Kent, you would understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was all him.
Yeah. More power to him. Yeah. That's great. I mean, I'm a big fan of traditional weddings, certainly, in that. But I think especially as we go forward here, we're only going to see more of these.
Mm-hmm. I think so,
people. Because to be quite blunt about it, and I'm saying this as a foolish romantic, not as many people are getting married. Not as many people are doing that anymore. I think when they're going to go through with it, for one, they're going to make it memorable and probably affordable.
They're going to find ways to cut costs a little. Yeah,
we will come back and we're going to actually celebrate marriage a little bit because we got the anniversaries coming up. We got birthdays and anniversaries coming up with Misty's Menu on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Not today.
Closed today.
But back there, back open tomorrow. Get on over to 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Misty's again will be back open on Thursday through Tuesday. So Wednesday's not open up until the end of the year.
Not next week because of being Christmas.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
yeah,
until I think Sunday.
So be looking for that in the coming new year and more on Misty's Menu coming up later this week. We'll touch on some other things going on with our friends at Misty's. Do want to get into reminding you that we want your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com. James.mailove@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And of course, call up, join the conversation.
Yeah.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. You can always call us up on the Civic Media app. Appreciate everybody downloading that. Get in those birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. Let's see here. I got two names on the list. I need a one or a two. Beth.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating.
I panicked and said three.
Zero.
I'm not used to having to make that decision anymore.
Tony Howard, we wish a happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Enjoy your day, Tone. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one. And our qualifier today, Marge Gauze.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Happy birthday, Marge.
I am a sucker for the name Marge.
I wonder why.
Such a great name. Marge, it's a beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Marge, and you're our qualifier.
Yay.
Yay, congratulations.
Getting these birthdays or anniversaries in at the last minute because as we're wrapping up the final days of December, when we all know that we're going to announce our winner for January coming up.
Yeah.
Marge just got her name in the running. Get yours in the running. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Indeed.
Yes.
Going to be honest with the audience. Thin list when it comes to the celebrities here. But we're going to get to some of them. Like Peter Criss is 77 today.
Oh.
Okay.
Former drummer from Kiss. And he wants to make sure that you know he's a former drummer from Kiss. the Catman. So I think like with certain big iconic bands, there are members of the band that stand out. And then there's the other members. I'm not the most gigantic Kiss fan in the world or anything like that. But some of my best friends are. And the first real show I ever went to was seeing Kiss in Madison during their 90s at the Kohl Center during their 96, 97 was going to be their comeback tour and their last tour.
Of course.
All four of those guys had moments during the show where they got to, like, during a good play, a monologue, mm-hmm. where they had their moments. And obviously Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, incredible.
Right.
I always liked Paul Stanley. I came out of that concert. I think Paul Stanley is one of the 10 best frontmen I've ever seen.
Wow.
He is incredible MC. Incredible. The way he worked with the crowd, what he was doing, the way that he was able to just not only sing, but do all the different things he was doing. He was incredible. I didn't know he was that good. Mm-hmm. And I knew Ace Frehley was amazing. Mm-hmm. I already knew that. My father, the way he is with guitar players. I didn't know that Peter Criss was so darn good. I didn't know. I really didn't until hearing him live and seeing his solo and everything. The Catman from Kiss.
All right.
Happy birthday to Peter Criss.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We also got DeAndre Fox is 25, a wonderful basketball player for the Sacramento Kings.
Okay. Nice.
He's a good one. Isabel Durant is 31, TV actress. Probably seen her around. She's been in a couple of things, but she's done pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I told you, it's thin. It's not about the people celebrating birthdays, obviously.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Just saying a lot of names. That's all. I didn't mean that as a...
Yeah.
It might have sounded bad. Jonah Hill is 39 today.
Oh,
okay.
Wonderful actor.
Yes, yeah. another fellow alumni of the new school.
Yeah.
Yep. He was in their drama department.
Mm-hmm. Jonah's gotten into one of these horrible kind of things that happens to actors, especially actors of a different size. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Hollywood casts you, wants you as that guy. Be the fat, funny guy and that kind
whatever.
Of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you are also in an image business and around image people and living in an image world when it comes to that game. And I can only imagine how much that plays on it. You also have... A type of actor in Jonah Hill and actors like him that want to play different roles, want to try different stuff, mm-hmm. don't want to just be stuck in the same box mm-hmm. all the time. How do you do that? How do you change your appearance in that regard? You get thinner. That's what right. you do. And then all of a sudden it turns out nobody wants you anymore because
yeah.
you're thin.
Yeah.
And so he went through this kind of back and forth with yeah. that and everything mm-hmm. that had nothing to do with his talent, mm-mm. just... You know, a casting thing.
Yeah.
Where that went. He's been working more recently, and that's been great to see. He's a very funny, good actor. I enjoy his work. And looking forward to seeing more of it coming up. Let's see here. Kylian Mbappe is 24. You may not know that name, but literally every other country in the world knows that name. Mbappe is probably the greatest soccer player in the world right now. Lionel Messi is certainly still the GOAT.
He's still one, yeah.
But Messi's also up there. Mbappe is turning 24 and just hitting his prime. This kid, his footwork is insane. Every time I think, I saw the best. I saw Pele. Nope. Nope. Pele was amazing. Pele was a legend. Pele was arguably the GOAT. But, man, when you see some of these guys and their footwork with Messi and some of them, and Mbappe.
We'll be hearing about him for many years to come, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about him here in North America as we are hosting the World Cup coming up.
Yeah.
The next one, yes.
Very excited about that.
Yep.
That is going to be pretty cool. Madison Fisher is 31, actor and YouTube star. And I believe that is the end of our list. Yeah, that's
wow.
it. I told you. Oh, JoJo. JoJo, R&B singer. JoJo is 32 today.
Okay.
Get that one in there. It's a thin list. Thin list.
Yeah, not...
Not much.
Come on, you celebrities! What's going on? You're born on the 20th.
I was trying to look into something because we always look at celebrity birthdays. What about like celebrity anniversaries?
Oh,
like anybody said?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You never really hear about those.
There's not enough. It's a bad joke. It's a bad joke. We do one more time want to remind everybody to treat themselves and head on over to Misty's when they are open again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And as long as we've got them. Oh, you got some, Beth?
I do. And I'm glad. Thank you, Facebook, because she has not shared this with me. But a newer face to the WRCT backstage area. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Judy Rinker.
Oh, happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hope it's a great day.
Yeah. We wish you a great day, Judy. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a really good one for you. I do want to rewind for one second because yesterday in the list that I had, it did not have, it left out a birthday of somebody who would have been celebrating a birthday yesterday, Reggie White. The Minister of Defense.
And Dancing with the Stars champion.
Heard a, that's right, Reggie White was? Butler. Donald Driver.
Donald Driver was.
A former Packer.
I don't remember Reggie ever doing that, but yeah.
Reggie White, born on this day in, born yesterday in 1961 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. As a kid, being a diehard Randall Cunningham fan, biggest Randall Cunningham fan ever, I watched a lot of Eagles games.
So you got to see a lot of Reggie, too. Yeah.
And I got to see arguably the, I mean, and I'm saying this as a Bear fan, too, maybe the greatest defensive line I've ever seen. Jerome Brown, Reggie White, Clyde Simmons.
Yeah.
Woo, baby. That defense. How they didn't win, I don't know.
I don't know that either.
You had Buddy Ryan there in defense. Like, great, great.
I don't know.
Reggie, famously in this state, of course, Reggie becomes a free agent, biggest free agent of the time. Where is he going to go? Went where nobody in the world thought he was going to go.
Yep.
God told him to go to Green Bay, and Reggie took his passion to Green Bay.
Yep.
Yesterday, I heard a beautiful story from Leroy Butler. And he's talking about Reggie when he's with the team, and Reggie wants to do services on Sundays. He believes it'll be good for the players, good for the young players, and good for bonding. Mm-hmm. And Reggie sets this up, and nobody shows up. And he's hurt by this. And he's talking to Leroy Butler about it. And Leroy's like, Reggie, you gotta go where they are. You got to do what Jesus did. You got to go to where the people are. They're at the bar. And Reggie's, I'm not going to a bar. He's got that beautiful, dark, deep voice and everything. I'm not going to a bar. So you don't have to have a drink. You just got to go. You just got to show up. So the next Saturday night, the guys are at the bar and everything. Who comes in? Reggie White. Comes in, sits down, stayed for exactly an hour. Got up and left, but was very nice, came and showed up and everything. The very next day and through the rest of Reggie's run at Green Bay, they'd have 50 to 100 people at those services.
Wow.
All 58 guys would show up.
How about that?
Very nice.
Cool story.
Yeah.
Really cool story. And the Reggie White signing in Green Bay move changed free agency. In football. The Green Bay Packers deserve credit for this, too, because part of the reason Reggie coming here, Reggie said, look, you want African-Americans to come here. That's cool. You got to have, like, where am I going to go to get my hair cut? Mm-hmm. Where am I going to go to get my food? There's certain things that me and my people like that you guys don't have here in Green Bay. Now they do.
Now they got it in Green Bay.
Now an African-American free agent of any sports franchise signs in Green Bay or Milwaukee or something like that. Mm-hmm. It isn't as big of a deal. It doesn't matter anymore. It's like, okay, yeah, that happens all the time now.
Yeah.
Before Reggie, did not happen hardly at all.
That's really remarkable.
We will get out of here, but one more time, we want to wish very happy birthdays to to Tony Howard.
Happy birthday,
Tony. Happy birthday, Tony.
And our qualifier, Marge Goss.
Happy birthday, Marge.
And Judy.
Judy Ringer.
Yeah,
I want to get Judy in there one more time. Yep. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, like maybe this caller is. Good morning, you're on the show.
I would just like to remind everybody that Countdown is on for a couple days for Festivus, for the rest of us.
All right. Thank you for that, brother. Thank you for that. Yeah. We will definitely be celebrating that.
Yeah.
We got to get to break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James J., joined by Beth and Seth. We hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that Christmas spirit going with, of course, our great bumper Seth put together with a bunch of Christmas classics and some fun ones in there, too, Seth. Yeah, it's some fun
ones. Maybe non-traditional ones,
Got a couple of interesting ones in there. And that's where we're going. We're going Christmas music with our next topic here, and we have some more essential stuff for your playlist.
All right.
More Christmas album essentials to add to your playlist. Our good friends over at The Onion, their AV Club, put this together. And they put this together as kind of a counter to what Entertainment Weekly put together.
Okay.
They put together a good one, and it wasn't anything against that list, just a different, more eclectic list.
Yeah.
off the top of your head, do you have any random favorite like Christmas songs or Christmas covers that you love that maybe not everybody knows or likes?
Oh yeah, definitely. The lead singer of Everything But the Girl, Tracy Thorne.
Yeah, yeah.
She released several years ago a Christmas album of like non-traditional Christmas songs. Mm. She has an awesome version of Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas that I absolutely love.
One of my favorite voices of high school was Tracy Thorne, mm-hmm. and I did not know that, yep. man. I am making a bookmark of that. I am looking that up.
I don't know if it's like called an alternative Christmas song. I can't remember what it's called, but it's great. It's got some really good. It's got a song by the great Minnesota band Low in there, Throwing Out the Christmas Tree. That's a great song too. But yeah,
Low, really underappreciated band. Yep. That's a great band. Great story too about that band.
Yep,
That's a good one. That's mm-hmm. a good one, Beth.
For me, it's going back to classic, what I would consider classic country version of by Billy Gilman of "There's a New Kid in Town." So it's not your traditional Christmas carol, but I just really appreciate that one. But if you were to ask my boys, our Dot gets a lot of play on the Straight No Chaser version of the 12 Days of Christmas. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's an entertaining version.
Or the Christmas Can-Can. I enjoy that one too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Mine's pretty boring. I just I listen to a Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack from like October until the end of the year.
There you go.
Just covers both bases, you know.
Yeah, they do.
I wish they would have had a Thanksgiving song in there. Oh, they really, really have it covered.
There you go.
Yeah. I mentioned to Beth, we were driving around looking at lights the other day, and I was like, I want to see a house where they left up their Halloween decorations and they just put a Santa hat on it. Yeah. You know, that's all. Yeah.
Look, this is good enough.
Yeah.
And it's not new, but I when I was a kid, I went out and bought the CD of Vincent Vigaldi.
Vince Guaraldi, yes.
Vince Guaraldi. Yes. Yeah, Vince Guaraldi. I was combining his name.
Yeah.
The Charlie Brown classics and all of that. And that's a must this time of year.
That's excellent.
We have that in one of our vehicles.
We do. Nice. We have the CD as well. Yeah, that's right.
But I miss listening back in the 80s to all of the parody songs, the 80s and 90s. Yeah. You know? The 12 Pains of Christmas and walking around in women's underwear.
Yes. There's a lot of good ones.
Oh, there were some great ones.
Yeah. And I think we got some good ones for you right here. So the AV, again, put together this kind of, different list of Christmas songs to kind of maybe put a little freshness in your playlist, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is in no particular order, just in the way that they have these lined up. I Dream of Christmas, but from Norah Jones from 2021.
Ooh.
She's got a great voice.
Yes, she does.
I don't believe that there's anything Norah Jones couldn't do. In a sneaky way, if you are a jazz artist, there's a lot of Christmas songs that are almost tailored to your voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I could see her being very good with that. And number 9 from 2017, Cheap Trick, Christmas. I did not hear this. I didn't remember this when this came out. Love the video.
Yeah, they're marionettes. I love that.
And the movies from the 70s freaked you out? Oh, my gosh. I need you. I don't know that I've ever heard this one.
I don't think I have either.
I love that. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody. I love that. I love it. I love the video. I love the song. Yeah. I didn't hear the album, but this song I remembered as soon as they started getting into it. It's a great video too.
Marionette's wearing a Dream Police outfit. I love that.
Shout out to Cheap Trick.
They're awesome.
Those guys treated me nice. They treated me good.
Was it the 60s that had, like, was it the Thunderbirds? Is yes. that what they were called?
Thunderbirds, yes.
Thunderbirds are a
go. Thunderbirds are a go.
Sorry, that was not marionettes. That was Super Marionation.
Sorry.
Get it right. Thank you for noting that stuff.
You got Clutch, the reference, though.
Clutch Cargo. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of shows like that, yeah.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We're going to put a pause in that topic and get right to them because they, hey, advertisers come first, baby. Yeah. Phil, how are you?
I don't know. I like the whole Thunderbirds discussion.
Thank you.
That
was a great show.
Phil, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you have any favorite like Christmas songs that not everybody knows or a little more eclectic, if you will?
Sure. So there's one we found and listened to, and that's Bare Naked Ladies and Michael Bublé, and it's called An Elf's Lament, ELF's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Michael Bublé is Canadian. I just forgot that. They're all Canadians, yeah.
They're Canadian, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tremendous, tremendous funny song, and they put a spin on what Christmas season does to an elf.
Very nice.
I like that.
Find it, I'll play it. But it's a really high-spirited, fun. It's a fun song. But Bare Naked Ladies, they're known for their wordplay and their music.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, they are, yep.
Yeah, and they do a great job with it. So it's a fun one that we dig out every Christmas there.
Very cool.
At our house a lot. So.
Very cool. Yeah. Phil, we don't want to make the audience wait too long here. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right, Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday this week. Again, we're trying to go with the season and pick something festive here. Jocund.
Ooh.
J-O-C-U-N-D, jocund.
Ooh.
It just means to be merry or happy and in high spirits.
Oh.
Perfect choice.
A couple different words like that. You think of jocularity or...
Yeah. Okay.
I think they all kind of fit together there.
Yep, I think you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that one.
When we don't hear every day, jocund.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's what we don't hear
about. Have a jocund day.
I like that.
It's like you should say it with an accent, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it looks like it should be Swedish, like jocund.
Yeah, or German, yeah.
It has a little bit of that feel to it. Yeah. How'd you come across this one, Phil?
You know, I just typed in words for being in a good mood or something like that. synonyms for happiness.
That's cool.
And went down and found this one. So, yeah, I think we get a, again, there's a lot going on, but keep your head up and move forward, right? So,
Absolutely. Phil, we've been doing this for a while. With these words, have you found yourself like randomly they just show up in your lexicon now when you're talking to somebody and you say one of them or mention them?
There's another good word.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to write that one down. Hold on.
Nice.
No, yeah, you know what? And of course, I tell the people that work here, our team, usually what word I'm choosing. And of course, then it gets randomly passed around throughout the week. who can use the word? We write it on the whiteboard in the back, usually.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
So can anybody stop by and put a word up there on that whiteboard?
No. I've told James this in the past and you guys that I'm not keeping track of these. So.
Yeah. Right.
Might not be a bad idea, but somebody might not.
Somewhere along the way, my old age is going to kick in, and I'm not going to remember if I said something or not. So,
if you repeat a word, we're just going to go with it.
We don't remember either.
We're
right with you, man.
What you do is for 2024, you keep track, and then in the back of the adult coloring book that James is suggesting, you write down all of these words and all of the definitions.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's really good. Yeah.
Phil, I like that idea too, as long as you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Phil,
my new assignment. I gotcha.
How are things going over at the shop?
No, really good. We're slammed, which is good.
Yeah.
More days of people getting things out, last second, which happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the week after Christmas will be busy for people trying to get stuff out before New Year. Different forms, like we said before, Christmas letters we've been doing and a lot of, and books and different things and calendars for people and copying some pictures and stuff. So we're busy and some bigger projects too, obviously. We talked about before, we're a commercial printer. We specialize in doing thousands of things for local businesses and industry, but also we're very happy that we can wait on people that come in and just need us to print some things off their phone or whatever, and help some people. We got a lot of technology challenge people to come in, technologically. Mm-hmm. And McKenna is, you know, younger than me, so that's good news. can help them sort through some of the technology that they might not be able to push through, and then we can get some stuff for them. And so we're happy to do that. I mean, that's part of being a business and part of what we do. But Christmas is a good month for us, and we're happy to help out.
Really good to hear, Phil. And but as we're wrapping up here, I did want to just rewind for a second and congratulate you on a wonderful run with a Candle in the Window, the seasonal WRC Tea Show. And other people want to tell you too, Phil. Other people are calling you up right now. I told them to call you right now when we were on the air.
Yeah, calling in. They're calling in. They
understandable. You guys had a great run.
Oh, no, that was good. It went really well. And it was not an easy play. It was a lot of heaviness to that play. Mm-hmm. A lot of sad things happening, and then it gets, you know, and then people get reminded what life's really about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard great things about the performance from Melissa and some others, and you guys did a great job. You can go into the next year feeling really good about that, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks a lot. No, I'm looking forward to seeing Seth play coming up here soon. And I got the tinted hair to play my character.
Yes.
If you saw me right now, I get the old
nice
frosty ends because I was supposed to play an 80s artist, so I went to.
Oh, good. Oh, nice. Yeah. Good on you. Good on you.
You did it very well, Phil.
Oh, thanks. I'm taking votes on whether I keep it going or not.
My
first thing my daughter said when I walked in the house without telling anyone, she just said, "Really, Dad?"
Nice.
And I said, "Why, you don't like it, Maria?" And she looked at me and said, "Why, do you, Dad?" And I said, "Well, there's one vote for no."
That kind of commitment is the kind of commitment you get from Quality Post Printing.
That's right.
Dedication right there. Appreciate you, Phil. We'll talk more. Oh, we got one more of these for the year. We got one more, so we'll do it next Wednesday.
Yay. Yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open. If anybody's got suggestions, give a holler.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you and yours, Phil. We'll talk next week.
To all of you as well, Merry Christmas. All right, take care. Thank you for everything.
Yep.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Thank you. Visit our friends over at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, open right now. Give them a call at 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like and like their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea to do that. Not only are you going to keep up to date on the things going on at Quality Plus, but every once in a while you get a shot of that cute baby.
That's a cute kid. Atlas came and saw Grandpa on the show, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's good to hear. That's very good to hear. And be sure to drive past, stop by if you haven't been by there in a while. Even just driving by, you're going to enjoy seeing their sign up. Always got some fun stuff over there.
Absolutely.
All your printing needs. Stay local. Support local. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. And a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us just now. That was fun.
That was very good.
Great word for the day. Great word. Use that word. Throw it in your conversations and everything. And send a shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Weird looks from people. Yeah. What? Some words?
Buy local, support local. So we were getting into a little bit of this more kind of like more Christmas album essentials for your playlist. Maybe some more fun stuff to add. Phil threw a song in there. Yeah, that was fun. Cool. That was a good one. And I got another one for you right here, unless you had something, Seth.
Go ahead.
I always turn away from you.
Yeah.
And I worry that I...
Wait, James, I'm going to say... No, I'm sorry.
We got to get into a raising hand thing, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Every once in a while, it's okay to ignore him, James.
Lots of practice.
Absolutely.
She has lots of practice.
That broke me. That was good. We wrapped up our last song we touched on was Christmas from Cheap Trick from 2017. Really liked that one. That was fun. Mm-hmm. A Very Casey Christmas from Casey Musgraves from 2016. Haven't heard that one.
Casey Christmas.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that one or anything.
No, but I like the title.
They have here A Very Special Christmas featuring various artists from 1987. And I'm not 100% of which what they're... There's a lot of stuff that could
be. Yeah.
Right.
I tried to look it up, and there was a number of different things, but I believe that it was the one that raised a bunch of money. There was a Bob Seger doing a little Drummer Boy on there. There was a bunch of other stuff.
That was a charity album. A couple of them they did. Yeah, I remember that.
The Pointer Sisters did Santa Is Coming. Whitney Houston, Do You Hear What I Hear?
Wow.
The Pretenders with Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Gabriel's Message from Sting. Bruce Springsteen doing Merry Christmas, Baby. The Eurythmics, Winter Wonderland.
Oh.
Ooh.
Famously on this album is Christmas in Hollis from Run DMC.
Yes.
Which really was the biggest seller on the album.
I think that's right.
And still one of my go-to songs every Christmas. Get out my Adidas, pull out the laces. on the other end of the spectrum, possibly, you could look at it. Here is this one from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton from 1984, Once Upon a Christmas.
Once Upon a Christmas. Far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down. So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, in a manger far away, a king was born, his palace was a manger filled with hay.
I don't feel right pulling her voice down. I never do. I know we got a show to do here and everything, but it just doesn't feel right.
He was just
going to
keep going.
Yeah, it really doesn't feel right pulling Dolly's voice down. It's a little more of a spoken word kind of thing going on there with that and
that
stuff.
Was
that was interesting. I did not. I haven't heard that. I don't remember it. I do remember the special, I feel like. I do remember. My family, big Dolly Parton fans. If she had a special on, we watched it. We saw it. So I
encourage people to find this video because the looks on their faces. I mean, there's a difference between being solemn and being stoic. She just looked very ticked off at something until she started singing. It's like, I have to wait. I want to sing now.
Shut up, Kenny. Stop talking.
I listened to Stream. I'm done with it. It seemed like they wanted to make sure we understood they were taking this serious.
Right.
But they're almost like taking it too serious.
Yeah, right. It's like,
it's a great definitive between those Beth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Really good. I wouldn't have thought of that. But I love those two. Maybe not the most cheery version of that. A Motown Christmas from various artists from 1973. That was a classic.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one.
Some good stuff there.
This one, I think a bit of a forgotten one. Snowfall, the Tony Bennett Christmas album from 1968.
Ooh.
More of a jazz feel to it. Certainly his first love and his first art.
That's right. He was a jazz singer first. And that's really cool. I don't think I've ever heard that before. That's fact. I don't listen to much Tony Bennett. That's probably why, but that's kind of cool.
Another one of those ones in our house. A lot of Tony Bennett.
Yeah, I can imagine.
If there was an Italian singer, we promoted them in our house. Yes. That's a really good album. And again, if you are a lover of jazz, I think that you'd really dig that album, especially this time of year. Coming up next on this was Have a Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives from 1965.
Oh, That one I kind of consider more of a standard.
Yeah.
That seems to be in like the main rotation.
Like a huge standard.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand how that one showed up.
I mean, I dig it because I am distantly related to him. So, you know, I want to make...
Got to make sure that gets in there.
Because that never gets dropped at all.
If you don't mention it, I will. So it's fine.
But still, you know, so.
One of the standards. I'm cool with it. Yeah. I don't know if you can technically celebrate Christmas without hearing a Burl Ives song.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
know. I'm pretty Either, sure that like
Silver and Gold or that one. Or, yeah, I mean, come on.
But I'm wondering if Burl Ives is one of the voices of one of the that we've kind of lost over the years. We don't play as much, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, because I was a little surprised to see that on there. At number two on this list, and again, this is not in any chronological order, just in an order, from 1963, Johnny Cash, The Christmas Spirit.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet, the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
I can't get enough of him. I love Johnny.
You know, there are certain songs that just sound weird. I mean, it's not bad. It's just it's weird hearing him sing it. It's just, yeah.
I want to hear Johnny Duo on the manger. Yeah. I like certain songs. I just want to hear his version of, because I feel like jingle,
interesting. Yeah.
You know, certain ones, you know, he'd nail. He knows.
Yeah,
we've heard him nail. We've heard him do a good job of it. Like something like that, though. Yeah. That's interesting. So, I think in this is the album where he gets to kind of like show off his voice a little bit, like just range-wise.
Yeah.
A little, if I remember that right. I think it was that album. And we wrap up, of course, with one of the greatest voices of all time, Ella Fitzgerald. Ella wishes you a swinging Christmas from 1960. The album cover is really cool, too.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows. We're going to let Ella play us into the break here.
All right.
But feel free to call up and join the conversation next hour. Everybody, after our break, we're going to have some fun in that 9 o'clock hour. We got good things on the way for you right here with Seth, Beth, and James on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.